Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the concept of prophethood, the misconception we intend to discuss today relates to certain supernatural events which are supposed to have taken place at the birth of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it is alleged on the basis of those supernatural events that the superiority of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is unchallenged. And before any comment can be made on these events, it is perhaps appropriate to just read out these events which have been cited in some of our books of history and hadith. Now, it is stated that while these events are of course mentioned, it is stated that at the birth of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, God asked the angels to open the doors of the heavens and paradise. Angels began giving glad tidings to one another. The sun became much more radiant. All women of the world were given were blessed with male offspring. They were given the concession of producing male offspring. Trees bore fruit. Columns of topaz and ruby were erected in the skies, and trees of pure musk were planted on the banks of the fountain of Kawthar, and the idols of Mecca, they all fell down. So, of course, the list still goes on, but I have just mentioned some of the important events which this narrative records. Now, first of all, it needs to be understood that this narrative has been recorded by Amr ibn Qutayba for the first time. It has been brought to light by him on the authority of his own father, and he belongs to the 4th century. Amr ibn Qutayba is a narrator who belongs to the 4th century, and this narrative has no chain of narration. It is absolutely a munqati or a broken narrative, and on the basis of this narrative, nothing can be construed at all. So therefore, this narrative cannot be accepted. Not only is this chain of narration, as I said, suspect and has no basis, even the content of this narrative is something which is totally suspect. For example, a number of things which are mentioned, the way they are mentioned, they are all supernatural events, and had they taken place, then of course they would have been narrated by a number of people, because the nature of these events is such that if they had taken place, then there would have been a number of people narrating these events, and of course number of the companions of the Prophet themselves would have narrated these events. It is not just for example, a person who just stands up in the 4th century and starts telling these events or starts narrating these events. It shouldn't have been the case like this. It should have been the case that in the times of the Prophet, people who had been witness to these events, or people who had at least been in contact with those people who were witness to these events, would have narrated them, and we find that there is no such thing. We even find one of the things which is stated here is that the idols of Mecca, they all fell down. Had this been the case, of course, we would have found this whole thing to be talked about. The idolaters would have talked about this thing, and perhaps this could have even impelled some of them to accept faith. But of course, we know that no such thing had taken place, and no such conversation or discussion between them ever took place. So it can be safely said that this narrative has absolutely no basis. It is a fabrication, and Muslims should do well in discarding it from their own corpus of literature. Of course, it needs to be understood that the superiority of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is an unchallenged phenomena. It does not need the corroboration of such weak and such baseless narratives. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a prophet of we know, a very, very acclaimed prophet. He was the last prophet. He was the prophet on whom the prophethood itself was terminated. And so therefore, his own status and his own position is absolutely evident and clear. It has a special importance. And we Muslims should do well in discarding such narratives, which perhaps some of us think that increase his majesty. But the fact of the matter is that these narratives, of course, are something which do not do so. And if we view it in the proper perspective, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not require these baseless and these weak narratives to be proven his superiority. Muslims must be very, very careful in this regard. They must not accept things which are either weakly ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam or falsely ascribed to him. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisair al-muslimina wal muslimat.